Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Hey, it's Tug, along with Darren Keeler, Barrett Baber, and Taylor Goyette. They are all playing at the coming location of Shuck and Shack Oyster Bar for their Fresh and Raw Tour. Going to talk to Darren first, just because I've known Darren for quite some time now, and we text back and forth about the Braves and college football and whatever else in the world they got going on, and he told me about this, and I couldn't wait to hear more, because Shuck and Shack is dedicated to helping the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and we've all been touched at some point by someone who's had cancer. I know for me, my own brother, who I never got to meet, he passed before I was born, about 18 months before I was born, of leukemia. Can you give the background a little bit, Darren, on why Shuck and Shack is involved in the Fresh and Raw Tour?
Yeah, so we partnered up with Truist Bank. They've been a great partner for the Fresh and Raw Tour. Last year was our first run. We had our headliners CJ Soler and Warren Garrett play last year's tour, and we didn't really know what it was. It was this cool idea. We want to bring the Nashville party. You know, when you go to Nashville and you go to the small little bars that are
honky tonks, the dives, boy.
Exactly. It's off the beaten track. You're not down on Broadway. You know that, yep. that's a great part. You know, you're not with all of the bachelorette parties, you know, but you want to go listen to some great music, yep, with some singer-songwriters that are writing for all the big people that you hear on the radio. And these guys are super, super talented. They pour their heart and soul into it. And those are the best places around Nashville. So like the entire deal around our Fresh and Raw Tour is bringing that to every Shuck and Shack city. And this year, we're lucky enough to have Barrett and Taylor on the tour with us. So our partnership with Truist and these Nashville singer-songwriters has been exponentially just amazing for us, right? And the entire tour is to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And, you know, like you said, Tug, everyone's been touched by cancer in some shape or form, whether it's yourself or someone in your family, someone that you know, cancer sucks. And we want to do our part to try to find a cure for it, especially with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, because it's a blood cancer, right? And all the research that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does, all cancers start in the blood, right? So all the research goes to all other cancers to try to help cure all other cancers. So, you know, for us, the reason why it's close to our heart to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is because our co-founder, Matt of Shuck and Shack Oyster Bar, he's a leukemia survivor. And the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, they helped him through the entire process. You know, they're there to support him the entire way. And he's a survivor. Unfortunately, we have an owner in Frederick, Maryland at our Shuck and Shack there. He lost his mother to leukemia years ago. So, you know, we have the success stories and we have, you know, the tragedies, and we want to get rid of those tragedies and have all success stories. Mm-hmm. And that's the purpose of the Fresh and Raw Tour. Last year, we raised $52,000 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. This year, we just want to crush that and hopefully get up to $100,000.
Well, heck yeah. And I want to let people know that it starts on the 13th on Wednesday, and there's 19 Shuck and Shack locations, and the tour continues through October the 7th. in Cumming. It is on the 16th, the Shuck and Shack in Cumming, Georgia. And I want to bring in Barrett Baber, who was on NBC's The Voice, season 9. He was on Team Blake. He wrote a song for Cody Johnson, who I'm a huge fan of, Nothing on You, which is an incredible song. And as soon as I saw the title, I was like, oh, I know that record. I know that song because I'm such a Cody fan and have been for so long and been fortunate enough to have him on the show a few times, and it's on the record, Ain't Nothing to It. You can find On My Way to You, which was his first single to radio, big hit for him, and then Fence Post, which is another great song off that record. What's the draw for you, Barrett? What made you go, you know what, this is a tour I think I'd like to jump on?
I've spent the last 5 years or so really focused on being a songwriter and kind of leaning into that. Away from the artist thing and more into the songwriting thing. And so I honestly, since 2020 especially, I really haven't been on the road that much playing shows. And so when I got the call about doing this particular tour, it was exactly the thing that I've always dreamed of doing, which is playing smaller rooms, just me and my guitar in a songwriter setting, getting to tell stories, getting to talk about songs, how we write them, why we write them, you know, the inspiration behind them. I think that's, people are going to find that as entertaining, I think, when me and Taylor come to town, as anything else, is just sort of hearing our process and hearing about sort of the life behind the curtain. You know, I think they're going to get a little glimpse of behind the curtain, what it's like to be chasing this songwriting dream and chasing this music thing in Nashville. And I think it's something people are intrigued by. And so every time I get to do one of these shows, it always goes over great because not everyone understands what it is, you know, where we bounce songs back and forth and we treat it as kind of an unplugged kind of thing. And so the chance to get to do that over and over again over the course of the next month, I mean, it's just something I couldn't say no to. And just getting out on the road with a great writer and great artist like Taylor's, you know, that's what we're all after as songwriters, is to be able to spend time with a great artist who are on the rise. And so for me, it was a no-brainer. It's I put a little hay in the barn before Christmas too, so we'll have a good Christmas at the Baber household. But most importantly, it's going to be just about getting out, scratching an itch, and meeting people. And this is really where fans are made, in small rooms like this. I mean, I've always said that, like, this is where you make lifelong fans that support your career, regardless of whether you're doing artist stuff or writing stuff. They're going to support you because they get to know who you are over the course of 2 hours. And it's going to be an awesome time, man. I'm such a fan of what Taylor does and the music he makes. And so the opportunity to get to go to all these Shuck and Shacks on the Fresh and Raw tour, it's a no-brainer for me. So I'm looking forward to getting out and playing a lot of places I've never been before. In North Carolina and South Carolina and Georgia and Maryland and Illinois, places like that that I just haven't had a chance to get to play. So looking forward to seeing some people that have interacted with me on social media, getting to meet those people, but also just bringing a great show to these Shuck and Shacks all over the United States.
Well, yeah, let's bring Taylor Goyette in, and he's opened up shows for Jason Aldean and Carly Pearce, two of the biggest artists in all of country music. Taylor, what is it for you as a guy that is a singer-songwriter? What was the appeal? How did you connect with Darren and the folks at Shuck and Shack to get on this tour?
Doug, when they said I was going to be able to spend countless hours in a van with Baber, that was it for me. hook, line, and sinker on that one.
Okay.
Nah, man, all jokes aside, I had a mutual friend that was connected with Darren, and he hit me up about this, and a lot of what Barrett said, I mean, any opportunity to go on the road and go play shows to real people and for such a great cause. I just recently had a friend of mine whose child was affected by leukemia. And so to be a part of such a great cause and try to raise money for this, and that's such a great opportunity. And then also to go on the road and make new fans and just play our original music. I mean, there's nothing better to being able to go into these small rooms, like Barrett said, and just really connect with people and kind of just lay your heart out there and play the songs that you've written over the, you know, I mean, I've been in Nashville 10 years cutting my teeth. So it's just a exciting opportunity. And I'm just, you know, grateful to be doing it and excited for it.
Yeah. So did y'all know each other? Either one of y'all can jump in. Y'all knew each other before
the show? Barrett and I have been writing for a few years now, and we've been kind of orbiting each other in Nashville, I'd say, for 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, Taylor's one of my favorite co-writers, and we always write good songs together. And That's the cool part about being a songwriter too, is you know, you spend four or five hours with people sometimes, and a lot of times right away it's somebody you don't know, but by the end of the session almost every time you're friends. And so that's really how you make friends in this business and in this town, is just spending time with people. And when you write songs, you got to be honest and you got to be kind of an open book. And so it's really easy to connect with your co-writers. And so Taylor and I have done that over the last several years, especially written several really great songs. And so, yeah, we're homies. It's going to be a fun time.
That is really awesome. Some of my favorite songwriters, and I'm sure you'll agree with all these, Dean Dillon, Jeffrey Steele, Kelly Loveless, who is a guy I've gotten to know over the years, recently wrote, and I don't know if he'll want me talking about this or not, but, you know, Try That in a Small Town, which is, you know, has blown up for Jason Aldean for one reason or other. But, you know, those guys bring soul to country music song. You know, a lot of times people think, oh, it's, you know, if it's Luke Bryan, then Luke wrote all the songs. Not the case. If it's George Strait, he wrote all the songs. Not the case. Nashville has this incredible group of songwriters that are the pulse of country music, and that's where y'all are. I mean, Barry, you just talked about it, but, you know, that being the focus of your career now. And to me, as a guy that loves country music, I love the songwriters just as much as I love the artists, and I love the fact that songwriters are spotlighted. You said you were going to a Songwriters in the Round tomorrow, I believe you said. Those things are incredible, and that's what will be going on at the Shuck and Shack Oyster Bar, Fresh and Raw Tour, incoming Georgia, on 9/16, on September 16th, so you got to be there. But I mean, speak to that. The fact that without songwriters, Nashville stops rolling.
That's true, man. I mean, it's, you said we're the pulse, you know, songwriters are the pulse of this town, and that's true. And it's gotten exponentially harder to make a living as a songwriter because of streaming and sure, what the royalties pay as compared to radio or back when people actually bought CDs and stuff. But I think most of us are in it because it's in our DNA and it's who we are. And so, you know, I think it's only going to continue to be that way here in Nashville in terms of songwriters being the heartbeat of this town. And man, I'm just so glad to be here. This is my seventh year in town. And Taylor mentioned he'd been here for a decade. I mean, that's what it takes. You got to come over here and get after it and find your tribe. And then opportunities like this one start to come where you get to go out and showcase the songs you've been writing, and literally, you know, thousands of songs over 7 years or a decade. I'm sure Taylor has thousands of songs too, that you get over here and just get to writing. And that's why Nashville feels like such a small town, even though it's a big city. It's we're all in this kind of thing together, and everybody recognizes how hard it is and what the struggles are of it, but also has the same kind of passion and love. So it never feels like we're competing with each other here. It always feels like we're rooting for each other. And I think people will get a sense of that when they kind of come to the show and get to see me and Taylor, you know, singing on each other's stuff. And I mean, we're playing plenty of shows. We're going to know each other's songs by the end of this thing for sure. And so I'm excited, man. I'm excited for people to get a glimpse behind the curtain. I think they'll have a lot of empathy for us, but also be pulling for us. Yeah. And that's what all of us need, artists like me and Taylor and writers like us. I mean, we just need the general public to care and to pull for us, follow us on socials, and come out to the shows when we're in your area. So if we're going to be in your area, and then we will be up there in Cummins, come on to the show, man. It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. And then it benefits a great organization in the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Taylor, do you want to speak to that? Because it is. It's 10 years to be an overnight success, and it looks like y'all are knocking on the door, man.
It's an odd, like, synergistic thing that you can't necessarily measure tangibly, but you feel it. And, you know, it's been a weird ride, you know, 10 years of just kind of grinding my teeth and not knowing what the heck I'm doing. And, you know, still kind of not knowing what the heck I'm doing, but it's starting to make a little bit more sense. And, you know, you kind of just see this metaphorically, this path start to open up for you, and you don't even really know how it happened. And you find the next stepping stone, and it just kind of, things just kind of tend to fall into place, and the universe starts to do its thing. It's this very serendipitous experience of just, but you're just bumping along into the next opportunity, and this is one of those opportunities. And that's, it's all about the grind and just the next step. And you just keep bumping along until you find them.
Yeah, I tell you, Laney Wilson said, if you're going to be a dreamer, you better be a doer. It seems like y'all are out there grinding and doing exactly what she was here in town in April, and I had the pleasure of spending a few minutes with her, and she said, I've been here for 12 years, and her career's been kind of blowing up for two, and she said, it took me 10 years to be an overnight success, and that seems to be right about the time when things start happening for people, so I can't wait to see y'all's name up in lights, and certainly can't wait to see you at Shug and Shack Oyster Bar on the Fresh and Raw Tour, coming Georgia on the 16th. Darren, is there anything that we need to throw in there that we've not told people about, they need to know about when they get out there, maybe how to get tickets?
Yeah, that's the best part. You don't need tickets. Every show is free. Need tickets. It's free to come. You come to the Shark and Shack in Cumming, and you ask for a table and order oysters, cold beers, some signature cocktails, sit there and have a blast during the show. So yeah, that's the best part. Completely free to attend. All we ask is for donations for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, whether it's $10, $50, or, you know, if you're feeling crazy, $1,000.
Yes,
whatever.
Sure. Yeah, I hope some folks are feeling crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. After a few oysters and a few beers, you never know where it's going to turn out.
You can't ever tell.
So yeah, so you know, that's the best part about this tour. And you know, just like Barrett and Taylor were talking about, we want to showcase the pulse of Nashville, of the singer-songwriters, the people that are grounding it out for the past 10 years, and you've heard their songs on the radio, you've heard their songs on TikTok going viral, on Instagram, like everywhere. Like, you know, shameless plug for Taylor and Barrett, you've heard them on the radio, you've heard them on TikTok. Like, whether you know it or not, you've heard these two guys. And that's the best part about showcasing these singer-songwriters at these shows, at Fresh and Raw Tour. Also, at every location and in our coming location, we are featuring local singer-songwriters. So there's going to be two artists. It's a duo, the Patriarchs. They're going to be opening up the show at 6 p.m. on Saturday incoming. And every stop during this tour, we are showcasing local singer-songwriters. So people that, you know, really want to, they're just getting started in that singer-songwriter realm. We want to showcase them as well. So this tour is really cool on that. And we're also doing a battle of the openers. So we're pitting all 16 local openers from every show up against each other. And whoever gets the most votes throughout the tour wins a trip to Nashville on Shuck and Shack, and they get to play a singer-songwriter round with Barrett and Taylor, courtesy of Grindhouse Nashville.
That's awesome, man. That's so super cool, man. That's going to be big times and a good reason for everybody to come out. Well, y'all, I know people are going to come out and support this show because it's good music, first of all, but then a good reason behind it, and then good food on top of it.
Also, one more thing.
Yeah,
our attendees at the show have a chance to win free seafood for a full year. Free seafood, full year at Shuck and Shack. All you have to do is show up to the show. You have to be there at the show, and one lucky customer will win free seafood for a year.
There you go, man. Just another reason. If you needed another one, that's it. I mean, good Lord, get good drinks and get your belly full and good music, man. That's a Saturday night that's unbeatable, if you ask me. Hey, guys, we'll start with you, Barrett. Can you share with your socials and where people can get a hold of you and follow you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, whatever Twitter's called now, and then
X, I believe it's called X.
The other spots. I mostly post most of my stuff on Instagram, but okay. You can just follow me at Barrett Baber, BarrettBaber. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and I got a verified account. So the one with the check mark, there's a couple fakers out there from time to time. I don't know why they do that, but I don't know why they're trying to steal my profile, but at Barrett Baber, the one with the blue check mark, follow me, and you get to see a lot of pictures of my dog and my kids, and every so often see what it's like to be a songwriter, man. So follow me on the socials. I'm out there.
Shoot, yeah. Now, Taylor Goyette, how do folks find you?
Same thing, man. It's at Taylor Goyette Music, TaylorGoyette Music. I think everybody knows how to spell that last one. Yes, Twitter, which is X, which, you know, I'm not really active on that app, but Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, I do all the things, YouTube, Spotify Music, Apple Music, all that stuff. So go check me out. I got a lot of music out there, and just, you know, trying to share my journey with everybody and hopefully gain some new fans and connect with some new people.
Darren Keeler is a bud of mine. He's the VP of marketing there for Shuck and Shack Oyster Bar and the Fresh and Raw Tour with Barrett Baber and Taylor Goyette. Quickly, how can folks find Shuck and Shack on the socials?
Easy, at Shuck and Shack Oyster Bar. Facebook, Instagram. We're not really on the Twitter or the X, but we're on TikTok as well. So at Shuck and Shack Oyster Bar. And you can find out all the information on the entire tour at theshuckandshack.com/fresh and raw tour. And on that page, you can find details about every date, every show date, the coming show date, and how to donate. If you can't make it to the show, we have buttons on our website for you to donate to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as well.
There you go. So easy to find these guys. As you were talking, I was following Barrett and Taylor. You can find me at Tug Cowart, TUGCOWART, on all the social media platforms. Appreciate you following me there, and appreciate you following these guys, and I would hope that if you can, head out to Shuck and Shack on Saturday the 16th and see some great music, eat some great food, have some great drinks and fellowship and fun, and maybe even win yourself seafood for a year, which, I mean, look, I don't know anybody to turn that down. And if they would, I don't think I would want to be friends with them. So make sure you get out there and support this. Y'all, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me about it. And I know it's going to be a huge success, and I look forward to getting myself out there, too.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.